Hello everyone. Welcome. So we welcome ourselves as this formless awareness. Because that is what we are. We recognize ourselves and we recognize each other as this same reality. Whatever it is, which knows it is. Whatever it is, which perceives and knows it perceives. Which is not a separate consciousness or a separate being or a separate entity. Because consciousness itself is self-cognitive. It knows itself. As that which is and cannot not be. And you are this knowingness. Not a mortal body mind. But this conscious consciousness. At the heart of all activity is stillness. This silent presence. So you invite yourself and allow yourself to be revealed to be unveiled. It is our love for truth which shows the way and which is the way. As you contemplate your experience, you may realize that consciousness, awareness, is the reality of your experience. It's not a concept or a belief. It is the reality of awareness right now, this moment, in every moment. Awareness is I am, and I am aware. A storyline may appear about some character, and you may believe that you are this character, a mother, a father, a son, a daughter. But these are images on the screen of consciousness. The images on the screen of consciousness do not define or limit the screen of consciousness. When you ask yourself, am I? Immediately the answer is yes, I am. But when you contemplate any phenomenal attributes of I, you do not find any. In other words, when you ask yourself, am I tall or am I short? You don't find any answer to this question. There may be a body which you perceive, which is a tall body or a short body, whichever, female body or a male body. These phenomenal attributes do not apply to consciousness, do not apply to you. Is consciousness a father or a mother? Is consciousness inside the room or inside the body or inside the brain. All these questions do not apply to consciousness. Can consciousness be improved, or can it be damaged? These questions do not apply to consciousness. Can consciousness be born or die? Can it be hurt? The more you contemplate your true self as this transparent, aware presence, the clearer the mind comes to clarity. The defensive, protective vasanas within the body relax. In the understanding about consciousness, the understanding about your true self, the consciousness, the understanding about your true nature. In consciousness, there is no sense of lack. Because there is nothing which is not consciousness. And the absence of the sense of lack is what we call happiness. Fulfillment. Consciousness recognizes everything as itself, as one, which is love. Because in love, we are one. Consciousness does not perceive with the eyes of the past. There is an innocence and the spontaneity in perceiving the world, the marvel of creation. So invite yourself to release any self-definition. Do not define yourself in any way. To remain fresh, every instant a fresh new moment of creation. And yet nothing is happening. It is all consciousness. There is no opposition. Whatever so-called opposition you experience is conceptual, an imaginary resistance. And as you recognize it, you relax it. You relax it in your belly. You relax it in your body. You relax it in the entire space. So that you are very tender, transparent, fluid, absent, and yet present. Present as absence, as transparency. As love, the entire universe is your body. The entire cosmos is your mind. You're viewing your creation. You are the composer, the choreographer. And the only actor. The only reality. The reality of the world. The reality of the mind. Is this universal consciousness which you are? So if you have any questions, anything that you would like to explore, please make sure to unmute yourself, and you're welcome to turn on your video.